Former US President Donald Trump will take the stand today to testify in the civil fraud trial brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James, who's seeking $250 million in damages, and to bar the former president from doing business in the state. It comes as a new poll finds the 77-year-old Republican is leading incumbent President Joe Biden in several key states ahead of next year's presidential election. For more, we've been talking to Eric Ham, political analyst with CTV News in the US.
This is actually a civil case that was brought by the New York Attorney General. So this is not a criminal case. This actually will be more about monetary damages, where the Attorney General is accusing the former president of inflating the value of his assets so as to get more preferential treatment on many of the loans that he took out against many of these assets.
He can't go to jail on this one, but he's giving this case a lot of his time. Why?
Well, for two reasons. One, this case goes to the heart of what actually made Donald Trump Donald Trump, and that is his business acumen. Donald Trump has always proclaimed that he was someone who was smart at business, who was someone who knew how to actually get and make a good deal. And now what we see is the judge has already ruled that Donald Trump is liable for fraud, suggesting that somehow this has been a 50-year smoke and mirrors. And on top of that, it has the potential to bankrupt and end his ability to actually do business again, at least in the biggest real estate market in the country, and that's New York.
So at its heart, does this case question whether Donald Trump is as rich as he says he is?
It certainly does do that. And also, if in fact Donald Trump receives a fine in the hundreds of millions of dollars, not only does it finally give way to the idea that Donald Trump is worth in excess of $10 billion, what it could potentially do is bankrupt his company and him personally, considering how big the fine could potentially be.
So what's going to happen today?
Well, today we will actually see Donald Trump himself actually testify in this case. And we know since this case got underway, Donald Trump has gone on the attack against the Attorney General, against the entire legal system of the United States, but more personally, the actual judge himself in this case. And so Donald Trump is going to now go from shadow boxing on Truth Social against all of these perceived enemies to now actually doing battle with them front and center in a courtroom where he is being questioned under oath.
Meanwhile, tell us about the latest polls on the presidential election race.
Well, the polls are actually showing or they're very preferable to Donald Trump. In fact, in some of the key battleground states, he's either only 1 point behind or he's about 1 point ahead. So with about a year to go until the actual election, at least right now, the polls are showing that Donald Trump is not only very competitive, but at least right now showing that he actually does have a chance of getting reelected once again.
Is he nailed on to be the Republican candidate now?
It certainly looks that way. In fact, if you look at where this race is right now, we've got about 2 months to go until the first ballots are cast in the Republican primary. And right now, Donald Trump is still about 50 points ahead. And we know there is another debate that's forthcoming. Donald Trump likely will not be in attendance, but there's no reason for him to be there because he continues to show his staying power. But more importantly, he's showing just how popular he is within his own base, within the Republican Party.
That's Eric Ham in New York. It's a 7:45.